This podcast is brought to you by Upcase. Want to become the sort of developer top rail shops like Thoughtbot fight over? Join Upcase today to get the pro training, insider knowledge, access to Thoughtbot developers, and a community of like-minded learners you need. Hone core skills like Vim, Tmux, Git, and Rails by visiting upcase.com/halfoff to get 50% off your first month of Upcase. Let's get that junior out of your title and start leveling up today with Upcase.
I also, like, right now I'm like, you've pumped me up. I want, like, the Rocky theme music. Hey, this is Tentative, the show about product design. I'm Kyle Fiedler, and with me is the ever so cheery
Fred the Lemon from the ever so cheery Stockholm.
The thing that you wanted to talk about today was tools for giving design feedback.
Yeah.
That is basically what I will be doing today.
And it's going to involve complaining, I think.
A lot of complaining.
Like almost anything else in life. Is there any topic we can talk about without not finding something to complain about?
Rainbows.
Peanut butter, maybe?
Peanut butter, there you go. Although I like almond complain. Butter better.
What's that?
Almond butter. Almond butter?
Oh, okay. I haven't tried that yet, I think. But to go back to design feedback tools, I think one of the things that we run into as a distributed design team is that we try to collect feedback when working on things, client things or internal things. And well, obviously, like, the best way would be just to get the closest, like, designer colleague and have them look at the work over your shoulder, but that's not always an option. And also it would be more interesting to get feedback from more people, even if they're not in the same office.
And it's also, yeah, for some of those tools, it's nicer to get feedback
in one place.
In one place and recorded, as opposed to when you're in person, you like have to take down notes or whatever it is. So
that's true. And you have also to say the same thing to every person, especially the sort of thing like, let's pretend that this button works, and let's pretend that when you click it, a popover comes up. Nothing of that, of course, works, but you have to say that sentence every time you show that to someone.
Right.
So yeah, those tools solve these, or at least they're supposed to solve this problem. So here's the design, here's the context, here's what I'm looking for feedback about or for. I hope this makes sense, at least for explaining what we're going to talk about. Because if it doesn't, then it's a waste of time.
Well, people will just delete the episode.
Yeah.
At any rate, the tools that I've tried that are like that are Redpen, Envision, Relay.io, and what's the last one? There's one more.
I do not know, actually. No.
At any rate, that one, I'll remember it halfway through. All of them have their positives, and all of them have their negatives. I don't know if you like want to run down, like, for us, like, or at least for me, there's been the problem is getting remote feedback, especially since I'm in an office by myself. Like you said, a lot of times it's easy to pull someone over to look at your design. But since I'm in the office by myself, it's a lot harder.
Apparently you're not by yourself. I hear some noises.
They're doing construction above me.
All right.
So as a sole designer, getting feedback from the other designers in other offices is super important. And none of those tools do exactly what I want them to do.
Obviously. Otherwise, our lives would have been a lot easier.
Right. The closest for me is Redpen. And what Redpen is you upload a screenshot and people can comment, and there are threads of comments, and you can comment on specific parts of the actual screenshot.
I think it's very important that you can pinpoint to things.
Right.
Because, like, any tool that does not have its features, I think, immediately discarded from the list, right?
Right. The last tool that I can't remember is one of the tools that you actually can't comment on the image. Like, I actually think Dropbox allows you to comment on an image as a whole too, which would actually be super nice. But like being able to pinpoint exactly what part of the design that you're talking about is super important from my standpoint, because it reduces a barrier of conversation of like that thing over there at the top left that has, you know, the red color, you need to do this, this, and this to it. And it reduces that to just like putting a dot on an image or on a website and saying, hey, this red color needs to be brighter or less saturated.
And also,
whatever it is.
And also it's smudge free.
What's smudge free?
Means like you don't get smudges on your screen when people try to point out things in person. I just that freaks me out.
Is that one of the jobs to be done? Is
yeah, it's a feature.
When getting feedback, I don't want people smudging my screen.
Companies
so
like,
that I have a nice clean screen.
Yeah, I think you can totally put those as competitors to companies who sell like screen cleaning like things. These tools, they allow you to anyways, I think that's a really important feature. And the other thing that I wanted just to say is that these things need to be private, because like there are tools that are public, and I remember there was one with I can't pronounce it. It's H-U-N-I-E. It's like a Dribbble, but for providing feedback. I used it a couple of times. It works exactly like these, but it's public. So you put your design and you get random people talking about it. In our case, we want that also like to be private, of course. Like, how many times you're working on stuff that you can just show to the world and get feedback about? Not a lot, unless it's a personal project or something like that. And also you should have team management, because like we're a company.
Yeah. That was one of the big issues that I did have with Redpen that they've somewhat fixed. Team and project management, them are important. And Redpen has fixed the team management thing, where before you couldn't actually remove people from your team.
That seems like an oversight.
Right. They allow that now, which is super nice. But now they still have, so they have their plans. They're great. They have their per project. And when I add someone to the team, to the ThoughtBot team, they can create their own project. And unless they add the Ralph account, which is the master account, the Ralph robot account, I can't archive their project. So it remains as a project in the ThoughtBot team, and it like pushes us from at times not needing to either upgrade or not using the app, which is somewhat unfortunate. So like the easy thing to do is just have everyone add Ralph Robot, so that, you know, when we do get to that point, everyone can log into that account and just archive.
Do you think we're not the target audience? Like, these features to me seem like really important if we were the target audience.
Potentially, I think you're right. I think we are an abnormally large design team.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think most product companies have design teams that are probably larger than most big product companies. I think they have usually a lot of designers.
I wonder, though, how they... 'cause product teams will be separated into different parts of the product, right?
Right.
Do they consider themselves one cohesive design team, or is it the, like on Facebook, is it the feed design team and the ads design team? Like,
maybe. Yeah. I don't know about that. But I don't see that this is actually, the lack of these features will not make anything easier for these companies, like, either. If you see what I mean, it's like, yeah, being able to remove members, remove projects seems to me like a very basic thing to have.
Right.
But I mean, we're not trying here to criticize what's out there. We're trying basically to define what we actually look for and how much of of that is actually met by the, what's available out there. Do you want to talk about, there was a time where we actually started trying to think of building our own. Is that something we can talk about on the podcast, or is it off limit?
No, I think we can talk about it. We were thinking about building our own, and I assume that that's still a thought. The tool that we were building was more for product design. And instead of...
Wait. This is a big statement. What do you mean was more for product design?
So a lot of the tools that we talked about up until this point, the red pens, the Envisions, maybe Envision to a certain point, but the Relay.io, and it's Wake that is the one that I
can't
remember. Wake.io.
The one with the squiggly blue line, I think, or like in the logo.
Squiggly.
It's like a W that's very like cursive.
No, it's a double W. It looks like waves.
All right.
Each of them comment on static images. In the case of Envision, you can comment on a flow, but they're still static images leading up to the flow. And I guess you can animate depending on like how much time you want to spend in that Envision prototype. The idea for, or the concept for this app was that you would be able to comment on an actual website.
Yeah.
And do the same thing that you can do in Redpen on an actual website.
How does that make them more product focused? You're still commenting on, I don't quite get this distinction.
Because you can comment on flows and how you can click through the website as opposed to just a static image.
But how, for instance, can you say that my comment is about this specific transition? Like if you can just put comments on any page.
What do you mean?
Like,
transition?
Like you say you can comment about flow. You can also comment about flow in a, if someone provides you the entirety of screenshots in an app, if you see what I mean. Like the thing about being able to comment anywhere in the website to me more is like more like a downside than an upside. Cause like I don't need feedback about everything. Like I have a feature I need to finish today and I want feedback about this specific thing. And I think Redpen and the like or screenshot image based tools do a better job at that because I can just focus on the area I want feedback on. Saves everyone time because like if I just put up like a stage in server, like, hey, I need feedback. Like people will comment about different things. Some might pick typography, some might pick user flow. And you just end up with a lot of feedback, which is good, but doesn't help you immediately with what you're trying to achieve.
Right. I think it's been a while since we, almost a year now, or over a year now since we built the tool. And I think you're totally right. One of the things that we started off with for that was being able to state what you wanted to critique on. And to a certain point, you can upload a bunch of screenshots in Redpen, but it still doesn't give you the experience of navigating through a website.
Yeah. Basically, you want a mix between Marvel and a feedback providing tool.
Right. Essentially, what I want to do is be able to not have to continue. I also like the reason that we stopped building this and that we stopped thinking about it was twofold. One, the technical challenge to implementing it the way that I wanted it to be implemented was the bar for it was super high. And I think the other part was that I think a lot of people agree with you that using images is at times a lot easier and
versatile.
More versatile.
Like none of these tools, for instance, would be able to cover getting feedback about some animation unless I put it in an animated GIF and upload it to the tool. I'm not sure if actually they support animated GIFs, but they should.
I think Wake does. But again, Wake, you can't actually comment on certain points in the design, as far as I know, unless they've implemented that more recently.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have that feature.
Right.
Like, even with that, you get sometimes lost in comments. Without, I wouldn't even imagine.
It's also, like, when you go back over the design and you're looking at the comments for what you need to change, it's a lot easier to like go back and look at where all the points are and go back to your design and like go back and forth between the comments and feedback and design and make those changes that you feel like you need to make.
The other thing I think I wished I had when I worked with Redpan was that when I read the comments and I fix the thing, there's no way to mark them as resolved as far as I recall. I think some tools might have that, but like say a check mark or a button that says this discussion here is resolved and whatever the next version will be. Did any of these tools like support versioning? Like as you upload new versions?
Redpan and Envision support both versioning. I think Envision you can mark things as complete.
Okay.
So Envision, the issue with Envision was that it's a huge tool.
Yeah, it
does a lot. It's not necessarily just for commenting, and they do a bunch of things. And for us to pay for Envision, we would have needed to use it not just for commenting and feedback, but also for a lot of the prototypes that we do. And it also has other designer like features that I don't think as a team we would use. And not every designer here likes Envision as a prototyping tool. So to me, it was cost prohibitive. I think we've gone over the issues with Wake specifically is just the fact that you can't comment on a specific point.
If that thing is fixed, do you think that would be the most suitable for us?
Potentially. Okay. I think we'd have to go back and take a look at it. The issues with Relay.
Right. What is Relay? Was it the thing where you can actually do comments from Slack? Or actually it pipes them back to Slack?
Yeah, it pipes them into Slack, which at first I thought was really nice. And then once you get like more than a couple people reviewing a design, it gets super noisy really quick.
Yeah.
And it's hard to follow the feedback in Slack.
Yeah, I noticed it was a lot of nested comments. Mm-hmm. And
you actually can't nest comments. That was one of the other reasons, is you can't have a conversation in Relay. You, in order to have a conversation, you would actually have to put another point next to one of the other points and like have a conversation that way.
Oh, okay.
Instead of like having a threaded conversation where you have the chance to kind of like go back and forth about your design decisions and why you made them. That was the biggest issue there. So like you can make a point and add a comment, and once that was done, you can't like reply to that comment.
Yeah.
So we had those two issues. The nice thing about Relay though was that, like, as soon as you upload an image to Slack, it automatically gets added to Relay. So there's no, I mean, I guess it's similar to some of the other tools. The barrier to upload is super low on all of them.
I don't think Slack integration is something I want to have, to be honest. Like I think there's a tendency now to pipe everything into Slack, but that's only like effective to a certain point. Like after a while, it just becomes noise. And I prefer like having tools that I go to do some specific tasks. So like putting, for instance, a link to a page to provide feedback is fine, but like piping all the feedback into Slack is not a good idea, because a lot of people are not interested in reading every bit of information that's in there. And also like it gets lost. It's like even people who are interested might find it hard to keep up. And yeah, that's I think it's a little bit of an overrated feature, I guess, of like integration with Slack. What I really want is just something like very simple. I think Redpan really got that right in terms of simplicity. Like tap, write comment, send, and then when you get new comments, the dots start glowing. It's very simple. I know, from what you said, that team management was not great, and that's one of the reasons that we didn't use it as much as we do, as we did. And right. I personally would like to see like also like a mark as resolved, just so that I can go through all the comments and resolve them as I work on it. But right now, I think I don't provide as much feedback as I used to, just because I've been changing tools so much, and I got burnt out of like trying to figure out every time I've got to figure out a different tool. I was very comfortable with Redpan, but then stopped using it, and then we moved to other things, and yeah. The churn actually overcome me.
Redpen fixed a lot of the issues that we had initially. So a lot of the team management, things like kicking someone off, they're still like, it's still a little buggy, but I think right now that's the tool that we've gone back to using.
This brings me actually to this buggy part specifically. All of these tools are web-based. I wonder if there is room for this kind of stuff on native apps, like a native app that still uses obviously HTTP to send stuff back and forth, but it would be, instead of having to go to a website, you just have a native app that does that. And I wonder, I guess obviously the cost is one reason why people don't do it. Like making it a web app is cheaper. Like if you make a Mac app, for instance, you'll have to also make a Windows app. Or maybe not. You know what? If people are using Windows, they shouldn't even get feedback. They don't deserve feedback. Sorry, I do not mean to alienate our Windows user listeners. You're very nice people, and Windows 10 is actually nice. I used it yesterday. It's not as bad as previous versions, but it's cost prohibitive to make apps for a platform where your target audience is not using. And Windows is not what designers use these days. Let's just be honest. There might be designers using Windows, but they're willingly putting themselves in the minority. Mm-hmm. But I think there is room for a native app that does some kind of work like this. In fact, I just got an idea. I think we should build something like this. I mean, the hardest part would be... Not even the UI. I think the UI would be very straightforward. You have a canvas, you drop stuff into it, you drop comments. I think this is a problem that's not really hard to solve. Like, it doesn't involve audio, it doesn't involve video. It's putting comments on images or possibly even like dynamic things like maybe a prototype or something. But that gets it a little bit more complicated because, as we just said, it's hard to know what to provide feedback about. But the bugginess part, I think... I'm not saying that just because it's native, it's not going to have bugs. Of course it will. But I'm saying that like the fact that a lot of these are based on JavaScript makes them a little bit more bug prone. Could be wrong, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. A Mac app would certainly be interesting, especially because I assume then it would be easier to, you know, capture something instead of what like... I currently do, which is like either export out from Sketch or take a screenshot and upload it. I could essentially use that tool to just do that directly.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about in this topic is that how do you typically provide feedback? Does it like first in, first out? You just like, if someone is asking for feedback, you click on that link, you provide it right away, or you just like wait until the end of the day, go over all the stuff that was posted and start like just going through it?
I usually provide it when I see it. So when someone puts it in Slack, it's kind of like a pull request. As soon as they put it in and I see it, I'll go in there and provide feedback. Unless like I feel like there's been already a couple designers that have provided a bunch of feedback, I'll just close it and assume that they caught most of the stuff.
Is this ideal? Like, is this how we want it to work? Or do we prefer something like email digests of like, today there has been this number of things that you might want to look at. And when they're resolved, like if there's any feature that or resolved or closed, because like there is no concept of closing, right? Like once you put something there, it just stays there. And even if you ship it, people can still keep adding feedback about that thing.
Right. Can archive projects in most of these apps. Like the way that I want feedback is along those lines of like, usually when I'm asking for feedback, I'm at a point where like I want a list of things to do to improve. And so like waiting even a day sometimes is too long. I also don't know how we would do like a daily digest without someone having to actually pull that in. I also don't think that people
want that.
I don't know if a daily digest would be, most of the time it'll probably be empty because I don't think we ask for visual design feedback that often.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe because the tools suck.
That could be it.
I do ask for feedback, but mostly I try to get closest designer to me.
I think that happens a lot in most of our bigger offices.
We're not a big office. We're technically two designers. True. But still, that's, I mean,
it's bigger than
that's double. Yeah, double. I think having that one more designer is a big step up from having none. Mm-hmm. But I usually go with that, and sometimes I post it. But I to be honest, I stopped. Like, what I would do now is just like take a screenshot, put it into Slack. It's very low, like overhead, and it works. I mean, to a certain degree. Obviously, people who are not looking at Slack at that point, they will miss it. But I will take the couple of feedback I get over, like, all the headaches I have to go through.
Right.
So, are we happy with what we've got now? And if the answer is no, are we willing to think of how we can improve this space?
I am slightly happy with RedPen and the improvements that they've made, and I'm hoping they'll continue to improve the app. If you decided to make an app tomorrow and it was less buggy than RedPen and had some team management and project management.
You don't want to let me make an app like this, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to ignore whatever feedback people provide. I'm going to write an algorithm that provides feedback. Contrast here sucks. Bam. Take that. Don't use this thing. Don't use Comic Sans. I will just detect that there's Comic Sans in that image. I'll just override all feedback. There, I'll just override it.
So what you're saying is you're going to build a tool that is like Hound, but it's for like Hound. Visual design feedback.
Yes, and by me. It's like, yeah, Red Unlimited providing feedback. Hound feedback.
For those that don't know, Hound is a tool that we've made here at ThoughtBot that comments on PRs for style, code style changes in the PR.
You know, this idea is really good. Of bringing up Hound, like we could have a Hound for visual. Obviously, it wouldn't be automated, but it would pipe in the feedback into the PR. Maybe, you know what? We're into some really good ideas in this episode. This has been productive. This is probably the most productive episode we had in a very long time. Like, we're complaining, but at the same time, we're coming up with some good ideas.
I feel like it's probably really boring for anyone outside of ThoughtBot.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, people who are working in this industry have these problems. I don't think this is a problem that only ThoughtBot has. Don't you agree? Like, people who are working in any team, they obviously, well, yeah. People working in a team of two designers, they don't need this tool, especially if they're in the same space. But right. A lot of companies now are remote or distributed, and these tools exist because there is a market for them.
So my assumption there is that most of these tools fill the job 85 to 90%, and that there's still, at least for us, there's still some room for improvement. As far as what you're saying is, like, I do think that most critique and feedback is done in person, and honestly, we still do that in-person feedback as well in most of our offices, and I don't think that an online tool is going to replace the just come over here and let me know what you think kind of thing. For teams that are in person.
You know, what you're saying is true, but not entirely. Because, like, I can 100% testify that apps actually have been replacing real life communication, even if the people are in the same room. Especially if you look at teenagers, they're Snapchatting each other while they're sitting in the same room. And they don't even talk, they don't look at each other. And I have seen this.
Did you see the
BuzzFeed article?
Yeah.
I read that one, but like, yeah, all of my cousins are teenagers. So whenever I go back.
So you've already seen that?
I have seen that already. Yeah. When I go see my parents, I definitely see the Snapchat in action. And I can tell you that basically the new generation are totally fine with using software over talking to others in real life. So if the software is good enough, then they would probably use it. I think we should just look at Snapchat and make like a tool like Snapchat, but for feedback, like just you just like screenshot.
Where the feedback goes away after a little while.
Exactly,
or the screenshot goes away.
I think it's 10 minutes or whatever. And man, this is a great idea. Today is the day we're coming up with great ideas. Snapchat for design feedback. Write that down. right okay. now. Someone has to down. Make this. Yep. Also, we shouldn't publish this episode. This is highly sensitive, sought after, like, ideas.
No, so, we just have to have everyone that listens to it to sign an NDA.
So yeah. Oh,
in,
yeah.
In the show notes, in the we'll show post notes. An NDA.
That's a very good idea. Yeah, Snapchat. Real quick, very low barrier of entry. Snap something, post it, people comment back.
I also enjoy the elevator pitch that we could do. Oh, it's Snapchat, but for design feedback.
Awesome. Right? I think this is, boom. We're onto something. Chad will be very pleased with this episode. Chad is our CEO, for people who do not know. I think we had a good talk. I think good we talk. Should wrap up. Thank you for listening. This was Tentative episode 21. You can find the show notes on tentative.fm/21. Leave us your feedback on Twitter at tentativefm or hosts at tentative.fm. You can also rate us on iTunes. And if you like the show, please recommend it to your friends, and especially if you hate them. And thank you again for listening. See you next time.
See you next time.